Так, для Сузеректеріона Дженніфер Сміт. Дженніфер. Дженніфер. Сміт, SMITH. Your birth is 11-5-59. Date of visit is 10-12-23. Please make copy for Kathleen Coram Sperry. That's Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Coram, K-O-R-E-M, K-O-R-E-M, Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y, A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and lupus. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 63-year-old lady who has a prior history of systemic lupus erythematosus and hypertension, also has had a shortness of breath and recurrent episodes of bronchitis, period. The patient was seen in the emergency department at Halifax Hospital for pain along the left chest and difficulty in walking. And was treated for pleurisy, and sent for a chest X-ray, which showed no acute infiltrate, period. The patient was given analgesics. The patient has also some cough and wheezing, and she denies any fevers, night sweats, hemoptysis, and has no leg swelling. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for hypertension and a history for systemic lupus and hyperthyroidism and gastroesophageal reflux. He also has had a cerebral aneurysm and aseptic necrosis of the right femur and left femur, as well as history of interstitial lung disease and peripheral neuropathy and rheumatoid arthritis. Surgery includes partial hysterectomy, cataract surgery of the left eye and right eye, and cerebral aneurysm repair in 1985. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked for 15 years. Patient smoked half a pack per day for 30 years. And does not drink alcohol. Next line, family history, mother died of breast cancer, father died of colon cancer, and one sister with AIDS, and another sister died of lupus. Next paragraph. Allergies to allergies none listed. Next paragraph. Let's see. System review. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss, denies glaucoma or cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, denies hay fever. And she does have some shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, denies anxiety or depression. She did have chest pains and arm pain. And she has joint pains, muscle stiffness, and aches. She has headaches and one seizure, and denies memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, medalist included prednisone 2.5 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams BID, Crestor 40 milligrams daily, Keppra 500 milligrams BID, azathioprine 50 milligrams BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, and hydrocodone 5 milligrams TID, valsartan 40 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged lady who is alert and pale but no acute distress. The blood pressure 138/80, pulse 65, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 156, saturation 97. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diffuse wheezes toward both lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflexes of the manipulus with no gross motor defects. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Skin, no lesions are observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Number one is probable chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Number two is interstitial lung disease. And number three is systemic lupus. And number four is history of hypertension. Number five is borderline diabetes. Number six is arthritis. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and an IgE level and a complete metabolic profile. Her most recent CT chest was reviewed, which showed mild interstitial prominence and central lobular emphysema, but no evidence of lung nodules. She was placed on anoralepta, one puff daily. And given an albuterol inhaler, two puffs as needed, and a follow-up visit in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Continue with prednisone, 2.5 milligrams a day, and the other mentioned medications above. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Kathleen Coram Sperry, SPERRYARNP. This stock to Susan.